William Robert Elson, serial number 6733, natural-born British subject, was 21 years and 8 months old when he enlisted in the Australian Imperial Force on the 4th of August 1916. He was sent off to the other side of the world as a private in the 22nd Regiment 12th Battalion. He was my grandfather. I grew up in a small town on the northwest coast of Tasmania, not far from where my granddad was born. He noted on his enlistment form that his next of kin was his father, William Elson of Sprint. He also put down his trade or calling as farm labourer. The first thing I noticed about my granddad's documents was his handwriting. Isn't it marvellous what the wonders of modern technology allow us to see and do? Thanks to the archiving project being undertaken by the National Archives of Australia, I was now, some 92 years later, able to recognise where my father learned his cursive script. Sure, it's not the neatest, but it is clear, rounded, and where he names his father, he adds little serifs to the ends of the characters. My dad did this too when he was writing things up. Perhaps it was their way of highlighting something of importance or to stress the words. The curls of the W, R and E in his signature belie his rough, bushy nature. In reading the documents available on the web and tracing his military service, I was able to, with the help of my mum filling in a couple of hazy details, come to understand a little more of where I come from and the legacy my granddad left behind. The most vivid memory I have of my granddad is him in the backyard of his home, working at the huge grinding wheel, sharpening his axes. When I close my eyes, I can still see the kitchen at the back of the house and my Nan busying herself with whatever it is Nans do. And just off to the left, outside the door under the awning, is the green meat safe. If I keep my eyes closed, I can still see my granddad riding his bike. He would ride all over the place working as a farm labourer and later on to visit his also retired mates, most of whom, it seems to me, still lived out of town. According to his enlistment form, he was a short man, 5 feet 4 3/4 inches tall. I'd forgotten that. Seeing it brought me back to the time I announced that I was now taller than my father and, by dint that my father was an inch taller than his, I was now the tallest man in the house. The arrogance of youth. My granddad sailed off to France and then on to England, where he promptly got sick and was hospitalised. 5 months later, he was wounded in action while somewhere in France and was shipped back to England to recover. It seems he recovered quite well because on the 29th of September 1917, he was caught, quote, beyond the limits fixed by the AIFDO in that he was found at Andover without leave. That cost him 3 days' pay. However, this little indiscretion did not prevent him from having to rejoin the march to the front in Belgium the following month. Other than a bout of scabies, which saw him admitted to the sick bay, it seems life went on in that monotonous way that soldiers on the front talk about. I guess he lived with the same fears and anxieties, hopes and joys, pain and fatigue, and utter boredom that descended when the rain set in and the skies were nothing more than grey, damp cotton balls of drizzle. Come the 9th of May 1918, and my granddad was no longer the man he was before. Later that month, a short telegram from the Imperial Forces Base Records Office was sent to his father stating that, quote, Private William Elson, wounded, will advise anything further received. What it didn't say was that my granddad had been repatriated to Southwark Military Hospital in England, quote, suffering from gunshot wound, chest, severe. It wasn't until January 1919 that another telegram was to announce that he was, quote, reported progressing favourably, and a subsequent one to announce that he was, quote, reported convalescing. On the 3rd of January 1919, he was returned to Australia on the mail ship Orontes. By this time, his record was marked invalid. And on the 27th of March 1919, my granddad was medically discharged from the Australian Imperial Force. I started thinking about my granddad's service as the build-up to Anzac Day began. As you might be aware, I'm one of those who have become quite jaded at the growing nationalistic tone of Anzac Day celebrations over recent years. The twisting of the so-called Anzac legacy for narrow, potentially dangerous intent has put me right off the whole thing. However, these feelings have never overshadowed my desire to understand what it must be like to be in a war, and another futile one at that. My granddad is long gone, the scars and pain he carried for the rest of his life relieved by the coming of death. I can still remember him lying in his hospital bed after a massive stroke. He'd ridden, just the day before, up the bush to visit one of his mates. He knew we were there, my dad and I, but his body wouldn't respond, and the best he could muster was a grunt when we both turned away from his bed. Yep, he knew we were there, and as his last moments neared, I guess he just wanted to be with someone he knew. Perhaps in that moment he had just awoken from a dream that transported him back to that lonely, noisy, muddy battlefield just moments after he had been shot, and realizing that understood, so much better than those who sent him off to war, the waste of life these foolhardy adventures are. My granddad was not a war hero. He was just one of the thousands who did what they had to survive. His life was not grand or noted, nor was he remembered beyond those whose company he kept. Like so many others, my granddad was just a young bloke who went off to war and left some greater part of himself there. While in name and being he remained William Robert Elson, father of Albert James, grandfather to Shane Gregory, I believe, after talking with those who knew him better than I and reading his records, that his soul never recovered from that second wound. For that, no medal, no honour, no red poppy or record will ever suffice. And that, perhaps, is the nasty but real legacy that is left to our veterans and their families. I'm Shane Elson. Thanks for listening.